There's been more terrorist violence in the Central Asian nation of Uzbekistan. Several people today were reported wounded in an explosion and shootout outside the Uzbek capital, Tashkent. This follows 2 days of attacks, including suicide bombings blamed on Islamic militants, in which 19 people were killed. The suicide bombings are the first in Uzbekistan, a country that borders Afghanistan and is an ally of the United States in the war on terrorism. David Stern is the former Caucasus and Central Asian correspondent for London's Financial Times newspaper. He currently is a Nieman Fellow at Harvard University. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's behind these attacks?
Hard to say. Uzbekistan is a very difficult place to get a handle of. And the Islamic movements there, if they are in fact the ones that have done this, are very murky organizations indeed. So it's difficult to say. If it is an Islamic movement, then possibly one could say that this is in retaliation for the U.S. Involvement in Uzbekistan and using Uzbekistan as a jumping-off point into Afghanistan. But that's all very much speculation at the moment.
Now, the Uzbek officials say the attacks are designed to destabilize the country. Is that the likely aim?
It's one of many aims. It could be an attempt. We don't know who's done this. The Uzbeks have accused an organization called Hizb ut-Tahrir, which is an international organization, but it works underground in Uzbekistan because all opposition organizations are for the most part outlawed in Uzbekistan. So it could be in retaliation, it could be an attempt to destabilize the country, or it could be an attempt to strike back at the government because it is a very repressive regime. And this could be an entirely internal Uzbek affair, so to speak.
In fact, Uzbekistan, a largely Muslim nation, has been repeatedly cited for human rights violations.
Exactly. And human rights violations have been directed at the religious groups. It's been used as an excuse and to a certain degree as a crackdown on them. And this has also, as a result, increased the anger against the government and has used and possibly the popularity of the religious movements, although it's difficult to say because nobody can really speak out.
How important an ally is Uzbekistan in the U.S. war on terror?
It's a very important ally in Central Asia. In fact, you could say that it's the U.S.'s main ally within the former Soviet area. There's a military base in Karshi, Khanabad actually it's called, in the south that's right next to Afghanistan. And the U.S. used this for operations in Afghanistan, mostly special forces operations. There's another base in Kyrgyzstan, but the Uzbeks were one of the first countries to jump on the bandwagon and have been very, very supportive. One of the reasons they said, and one can take them at their word, is that they really do fear terrorist attacks, and it should be emphasized. They had a series of terrorist attacks in 1999, which killed, I think, around 16. Although, the circumstances around those attacks aren't quite clear. The organization, the IMU, Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan, which allegedly carrying them out, never really claimed responsibility for the attacks. But the Uzbeks are indeed extremely afraid of terrorist and extremist activity within the country.
David Stern is the former Caucasus and Central Asian correspondent for London's Financial Times newspaper.